For whatever reason, this tower displeased the Lord. He wasn't happy with it. And so he had a plan to take care of this, as he always does. God always knows how to deal with man's rebellion, doesn't he? And we may think that we can get away with things. We may come up with a great idea and think, hey, I can get away with this and not have any consequences. But God is a God of consequences, and he always has the last word. In verse 6 it says, "And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build a city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth." Now here we have another clue to a possibility anyway, of why God didn't want that tower built. It says, "And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth." God wanted man to spread out and cover the whole earth, to go forth and multiply as they had in the beginning, and to replenish the population of the whole earth. These people wanted to build him a city and gather around this big tower, and evidently just stay right there because they liked the place. That wasn't what God wanted. So for whatever reason, God wanted to stop the construction of that tower. And so what did he do? He went down and he confounded their language. Now, I don't know how he did that, but evidently all of a sudden, people found themselves speaking different languages. Now, up until this time, everybody had spoken the same language, whatever language the Lord had spoken to Adam and Eve in. I don't suppose it was English, because English came about much, much, much later. But anyway, there had only been one language. Well, now there are many. It doesn't say how many, maybe 100. But these people, presumably several thousand working on this city and this tower, all of a sudden realize they couldn't understand each other anymore. So I can imagine it must have been a confusing time. What would it be like to be working there, laying bricks, for instance, and you call to your helper and say, "Hey, bring me a load of mortar." And he looks back at you and he says, "Global farba little farba." And you said, "Huh? Bring me a load of mortar, will you? I want to stick these bricks together." And he just babbles something back at you, and you can't understand a word he says. So you nudge the guy next to you and say, "Hey, what's wrong with Charlie? He's talking funny." And the guy next to you says, "Oblong glass fabric rural." And you realize, man, we're in big trouble here. I can just see a man when he realizes that all of a sudden he can't understand the people all around him. His eyes would get wide in fright, and he would run home to his wife and say, "Hey, do I sound funny?" And she'd say, "Well, no, you don't sound funny. Why, are you supposed to sound funny?" And he would say, "Well, I was just at work on the tower, and I asked my helper for a load of mortar to stick some bricks together, and he just talked funny to me. He said all these words that I couldn't understand, and I realized he couldn't understand me either. So I poked the guy next to me and asked him what was wrong, and he muttered a bunch of words I couldn't understand either." So they begin to panic. They go talk to their next-door neighbors. Next-door neighbors can't understand them. They talk some strange language. And so all these people have to go wandering around through the neighborhood, talking to everybody they see, and trying to locate other people that speak the same language they do. I wonder if there were hundreds of families that all spoke the same language, or only a few. The Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. They practically had to drag this guy and his family out because they were so attached to Sodom, as wicked as it was. What a shame when God's people grow so attached to a sinful place like that. Now the angels tell him, "Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed." And Lot said unto them, Oh, not so, my lord. Behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil overtake me, and I die. Behold, now this city is near to flee into, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one, and my soul shall live? And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city, for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou come thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar.